This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Something we just absolutely enjoy is going onto Facebook and finding people are just going at it because why?
Well, they hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Number one. And number two, it's hilarious.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Aaron, you found a good one today. It's actually between three people. It seems to be an ongoing thing, these threesomes that are fighting.
Yeah, this is a buddy of mine. Sid actually sent this to me. He's my friend.
Oh, very good. All right, well, I'll play Jackie.
I'll play Sid.
And I guess I'll be Kara.
There you go.
I'll do the best I can.
Do the best you can, man.
And that's what's awesome about this. So we will read this fight word for word, and then they have actually decided to come on air and see if they can hash it out, which we will see if that ever happens. But
Hopefully.
All right, here we go. Attention, if you're offended by vulgar language, then do not read any further. I want to talk to you all today about YouTube sabotage. I'm a growing celebrity. I mean, I have almost 300 subscribers. I was out with my friends and decided to do a video, and I was telling jokes and keeping it good-natured. Well, then Sid had to come in with this attitude and ruin the whole thing. He had to use derogatory language so YouTube wouldn't let me make money. Stop messing with people's careers.
First of all, let me apologize to all the women that may be listening right now. Oh my God, he did that to you? First he ruins my now he's trying to ruin your career. Sid is the worst. Let's get together and totally ruin his life.
This took a weird turn, Jackie. I'm sorry I ruined your career.
Oh my gosh.
I would hate to think I let you down at your 300 subscribers as well. You should be so proud of that number. It's almost enough to fill up a middle school gymnasium. I was just having fun. Maybe you should try it sometime. The people around you don't care what you think. Why would people on the internet think? And Kara, what the?
Who are you to preach my career to me, Sid? You're just a busboy. I'm trying to be famous, and I will be, by the way. I'm the next Yuya. Once I'm popular, I'll do makeup tutorials. But I can't get popular when my so-called friends are trying to sabotage everything I've worked so hard for.
I don't think I'm the one sabotaging you, hun. Your dumb face and nasally voice are doing it for you. Makeup tutorials? Ha ha! Slathering makeup on you wouldn't do any good. Have you ever heard of putting makeup on a pig? Well, that's literally about you.
Oh my God, Sid, I'm crying right now. You don't even message me anymore. What did I do to deserve your hate like this? You just came over, listened to some ska music, me, and left. That's not how a gentleman acts.
Well, Kara, the reason I stopped calling you after that little incident was, you remember when you shaved all of your hair off and mailed it to me?
Yeah.
That kind of broke the spell on you. Why do I attract all the crazies?
Who are you calling crazy? I just want to be famous,
She just wants to be famous.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to be famous.
By the way, I love your impersonations to you both, so I really hope that this is what they really sound like.
Thank you. I have actual tears coming out of my eyes.
Yeah, I see that. It was a very emotional time right now.
It is.
Oh, goodness.
It's phenomenal. All right. Well, listen, we've got Jackie on the phone. How are you, love?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, we're fabulous, and thank you so much for putting this out there for the entire world to see. We find it quite entertaining.
Thank you.
Yes, so thank you. So tell us about this relationship that you have with Sid.
I mean, Sid's like, I like him, but I don't sometimes.
Right.
Because he just has to ruin everything for me. Everything I ever wanted in my whole life, he has to come around and ruin it. And he thinks it's funny, too. You know, I used to like him at one point in my life, but at this point, I'm really sick and tired of him. I don't want to ever see him again.
Yeah.
Like, he's pissed me off so much. I've, like, reached my breaking point. I've had enough of this guy.
You're, like, really famous. I mean, you're more famous than we could ever be, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I have 300 subscribers on YouTube.
Yes,
how
girl.
Long did it take for other people to get there? I've worked so hard for those people. Those people love me. I'm pretty sure they worship me.
Yeah.
So
we try.
It's just, and some people don't, like, it doesn't understand that. But I'm glad you understand that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I work hard for them.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, for some reason, though, Sid doesn't really get it very good. So, Sid, tell us about, I don't know, are you jealous that she's so famous? I mean, really, what is going on between you two?
Why are you running your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm completely jealous. I mean, you can hear her talk. She has 300 people who worship the ground she walks on. She's talented. She's hilarious. She's going to be so famous someday. I don't even know why she wants to be my friend. I'm just holding her back, clearly.
Oh, well, he admitted he's wrong.
Is that sarcasm?
I'm totally wrong. I'm totally wrong. Yeah. I'm the this situation.
Yeah.
You're not delusional. You're not a psychopath. You're 100% going to be famous. And it's the fact that I cursed in one of your videos that's the reason that you're not taking off further already.
I
have a feeling that you're being sarcastic, but
what?
You're
so sincere right now.
Aww.
How could I ever be sarcastic about you being talented? You have 300 subscribers. Your last video got 20 views. That's so many people watching you.
Yeah, that's more than you could ever get as a busboy. So...
Yeah, I'm a busboy. What am I doing with my life? Having a job, making money, contributing to society, paying my own bills.
Makeup tutorials help society.
I mean, let's talk about Kara for a second. I mean, that poor girl, Sid, what did you put that poor girl through?
She shaved her head for you.
Come on, Sid.
Yeah, apparently. Look, I obviously attract the best women, the best, and... Mm-hmm. She shaved her head and she sent me her hair after a date. So I figured, maybe I should take a step back on this one. Clearly, you're going through some things and I don't want to be a part of that.
Fair enough.
Wow. I bet she would get a lot of followers just by the fact that she did this for a guy.
She can teach us about contouring.
My God.
Is it just me or does 300 not seem like a lot of followers?
Yes, that's the general.
The other
part of that is I'm going to point this out because I have a very strong opinion about YouTube bloggers.
Yeah.
And I think it is not a career. And people that think they're famous because of it, I don't believe that because I believe that it's just, if anything, you're just professional. Hold on.
Don't piss
hold
her
on.
Off.
If anything, you're just professional clickbait, honey.
Oh, now he's starting
what?
It on her
Tell
own.
That to Yuya.
Really?
Tell that to
Yuya. Really?
Where else am I going to learn to lashes like this?
I just had to, you know what?
Jackie, what do you have to say to Shady for that shady comment?
If you go up to any girl on the street and ask them about YouTubers, beauty bloggers, they're going to know the names of at least like 10 or 20 of the most famous ones, okay?
It's true.
And I'm going to get there someday. I'm going to get there. I'm going to start doing makeup tutorials. Everybody's going to love me. I already
have
a strong base of people, okay?
Yeah,
honey, listen, I'm all about it. I will follow you. If you want to do my makeup, I'm all for it because, you know... This is a mess.
Yeah, I gotta just go Shady too. Because I'm looking up Yuya right now.
Yeah.
She made $3.2 million last year from YouTube ad revenue.
There's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh,
he doesn't
huge.
Know what he's talking about at all.
I still think it's professional.
I'm gonna be so rich and famous, it's gonna be ridiculous.
Sid, are you with me on this?
Oh geez.
No, of course I'm not. You're being completely rude to my friend who's going to be a millionaire someday, and I don't appreciate it.
You're so sarcastic. Just say something.
That's hilarious. Well, obviously.
I don't understand sarcasm, so.
So you two obviously aren't going to pan this relationship out, so that's fine. I've got your back, girl, and so does Aaron. Shady, for some reason, you and Sid will go, I don't know, play somewhere.
I don't know.
Yeah,
play
and
games.
Do something productive.
Yeah, Jackie, you can teach me how to contour.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
Yes, honey. It is time to, I don't know, turn down the lights, pull up your satin sheets.
Ow.
Who has satin sheets, by the way, anymore?
I got satin underwear.
You do?
I don't know about the sheets, but
my
pillowcase
is
in my underwear satin.
With your satin boxers. Perhaps you were out and about and you saw a studly man girls out in his satin box. You're just like, I want to talk to him, but I can't.
Oh, get all nervous.
Yes, it's too much. That's why we go to Craigslist and we find these phenomenal, attractions that we want to share with you word for word.
Oh, yeah.
They're good. All right, Mr. Shady.
All right, let me get my, I'm sick, but I could still probably get my Barry White voice in here. Hey, baby. You can throw sawdust on my puke any day of the week. This one's called Janitor Chick.
Oh, I like it. Oh, Janitor Chick.
That puts it a little more in reference.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
So I was visiting MATC last week, and I saw you waxing one of the tile floors. I didn't see your name tag. It was either Gilda or Hilda. But you have this weathered look I'm really into. I like older women because they have the experience necessary for mind-blowing things.
Oh, it says O's. It's O's. Okay.
O's.
It's so true. Us older women O's. Are good with that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Gehilda, come on over to my place. Take that muumuu off. Get them dentures out. Oh. We can find out if that floor wax works on poles, too.
Wow! She's a little bit older than I thought.
That's pretty smooth, though.
If you're that old, well, you're doing that, that's good. All right, this is Women for Men. It is titled, What's with the Blood? Oh.
Ew.
I'm looking for this super hot doctor I saw the other day on Park Street. Mm. Well, at least I'm assuming you're a doctor. You were by St. Mary's and wearing blood-covered scrubs.
So hot.
It seems weird you would go out for a cigarette while covered in blood. I mean, what happened in there? You were so hot, I can barely think straight. I don't care if you had blood on or not. I wanted to drag you into my room and have dirty animal sex with you.
Ruff, moo. Dirty animal sex.
Yes. I just assume that's what it sounds like.
That's a great example.
Ah, thank you. I had an appointment, otherwise I would have stopped and asked you out. That's too bad, because I drive by every now and then and I can't see you. I want to see you again. A lot of you. I want you to grab me by the scruff of my neck and start bumping. Mm. I hope you're into curvy girls, because I have more than you can handle.
More cushion for the pushing.
What's another animal noise?
Hold on, let me think of one. What sound does a turtle make?
Meep. 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 Clack.
You laugh while they scream. It's the electric chair.
Yes, honey, it is time for the electric chair, and we have in studio our very lovely celebrity. Give it up to Holmes.
What did you call me earlier?
I called you Holmes.
No. You called me. It was something besides lovely.
I called you delightful.
I'm delightful.
You're
many things to many people.
I'm delightful. Yes.
All right. So, Holmes, this is what's going to be happening here today. You are going to be asked a trivia question. If you get it incorrect, you will be shocked with the lovely dog collar around your neck while you are singing a song. But if you get it correct, then you get to choose which one of us gets shocked.
We pay you guys to do this,
yes,
to people?
Honey.
All right. That's awesome. All right.
All right. We are on Facebook Live.
We are. And I have your question ready for you.
He's ever going to. Shady knows me. Like, yeah. He knows the things I don't know. And yeah. Ask me a question about women. I don't know anything about women.
Yes, uh-huh. Honey. Yeah, I hope so.
I'm terrible with that.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Since I got glitter out of the way last time.
Right.
Can't yep. talk about that.
Yeah.
So, there's a 2018 study that came out, according to Trender.net. The number one most popular cosmetic brand so far in 2018, is it A, NARS Cosmetics, B, Urban Decay,
oh, I love
C,
this.
Benefits Cosmetics, D, Bobby Brown, or E, MAC?
This is phenomenal.
I'm going to say E, MAC.
Do you even know what MAC Cosmetics
are? Yeah, don't they have a store? Like Max Cosmetics.
Yeah, they're in the Boston store.
This is the benefits to being friends with a couple of drag queens.
Yes, honey.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Wow, you were close.
But it is in the Boston store.
You were really close. Mac is number two.
Oh, damn.
Out of the top 10. Number one is NARS Cosmetics.
I knew it wasn't going to be Bobby Brown.
Number two, Urban Decay.
Urban Decay is number three.
Oh, it's number three.
Yes.
It's top three, yeah. Very popular.
Clinique is also on there. So is Chanel, along with Maybelline, Christian Dior. So
yes, all the ladies, of course, that frequent the Sephora in Ulta store are all in love with all of those brands as well as I am. Well, unfortunately, you lost. You get to sing, homeboy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
We're going to get this shock collar around your neck, too, and get all that set up.
So are you going to shock your homeboy? Why not?
Absolutely.
You guys, I mean, it makes sense.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
So again, myself was shocked at 90% the other day. I was.
No 90% for me.
Oh my gosh. No, yours is going to 100,
honey.
We got
100 for you.
No!
Yeah, you're going to 100.
Is this hurting?
This is how this works.
No, it's not.
Let me see.
Is it going to be that tight? Really?
Yeah,
yes, honey.
I mean, you can loosen it a little bit. For the most part, it's pretty tight.
Yeah. Well, what were you saying on Facebook Live? What were you saying? It's going to be hard for him.
It's gonna be
difficult. Oh, because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm fat. Oh my God, this is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very sorry.
I want you to be able to breathe. All right. So, are you ready, Mr. Holmes? Get your drink on.
How is that, by the way? I made that in record amount of time.
It's good.
It's a good blend.
Milk and cookies.
So today we are singing one of your favorite songs from one of your favorite artists. I forget the name of it, but it is a song by Future.
Ooh.
It's a Future and Miley Cyrus song.
Look at his face.
I don't even know the song.
That's okay. But we can.
Are you on? Here.
Oh, don't worry. There's a sing along.
Yeah, there's a
sing along.
Hold on. I'll give you a little bit of the music.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
Oh, wait. It's a Holmes sing. There you go.
Have you heard this song before?
No.
Oh, even better.
Oh, my God.
Even better.
Oh my God, he's dying over here. All right, okay, are you ready, Holmes?
Oh, he'll be all right.
Look at the fury right. in his eyes.
I love it.
I heard you're a big fan. Yep, here we go.
Oh no! Okay, all right. What do I do?
Sing it.
The sun dies and the stars fade from view.
Oh, wow.
Our love will remain real and true. Through
Put
the distant and cold. I don't
man.
Know this song.
It's okay.
All right, we're starting this over. Okay. You need to get some
with this voice?
Yeah. You know.
You can always sing.
There you go.
You can always sing.
Yep, you can hawk up a phlegm. All right, here we go again. 5, 6, 7, 8.
When the sun dies.
There you go. There you go, that's better.
And the stars fade from view.
Keep going.
Through the distant and clap.
Oh my God, there it is.
I have to keep going?
You could if you'd like.
Sure, if you want.
Ah!
Thank you, sir. Would you like another?
You can annihilate the way more chicks than the chick you screw in.
Oh, wow. Okay. We won't do it anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Look how red you are. You poor thing. Well, there you have it. 100%, Holmes. How did that feel?
Feel good?
100. That was 100?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's full power.
Yeah.
Give me another!
Give you another.
Go! Go! Go!
Oh, my God. Holmes, we love you. And there you have it. The electric chair shocking our celebrity of the day. You are welcome for that.
Thank you.
We love you. It's Krista in the Morning Rush with Holmes.
By the way, the fat didn't help.
The fat didn't help.
It absorbed the blow.
You're adorable. There you have it. Thanks, Holmes. We love you, honey.
Download the podcast now.